Gemara Masechtas Yuma says that when Klal Yisrael came up to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the Kahanim opened up the Parochas and showed the Yidden that the Kruvim were hugging each other. And the Kahanim said to them, Ru'ucha baschem lefnei hamakam. See how beloved you are to Hashem. Kechiba zacha unakeba. But the Gemara says, the Kruvim weren't always embracing. A miraculous phenomenon occurred with the Kruvim in the Beis HaMikdash. Bizman sheYisrael oisim ritzayin shamakam. When Klal Yisrael was fulfilling the will of Hashem, the Kruvim embraced each other. However, bizman sheEin Yisrael oisim ritzayin shamakam. When the Eden were not fulfilling the will of Hashem, the Kruvim faced away from each other. The Rishonim ask, there's a Gemara Masechtas Yuma that says that when the Romans came in to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Ru Kruvim ha-Ma'urin zeh b'zeh. They saw that the Kruvim were embracing each other. So the question is, the Romans came in to destroy the Beis HaMikdash during the most difficult time for the Jewish people. The Eden were not keeping the Torah. So how was it that when the Romans came into the Beis HaMikdash, they found that the Kruvim were embracing each other? There's no greater time she'ein Yisrael oisin ritzayin shamakam than this moment. So I'd like to share with you a powerful idea that will perhaps answer this question. The mission of Avos tells us, or Rekiva used to say, Chaviv in Yisrael, beloved of the Jewish people, shenekra banim lamakam, that they are called the children of Hashem. Chibi Yisera, especially beloved are they, noidas lehem, that they were made aware, shenekra banim lamakam, that they are the children of Hashem. Question is, what is the difference if we are aware or we're not aware? Regardless, Hashem loves us because we are His children. So let's imagine a poor man. He has a bank account with no money in it. He has not looked into that account for 20 years. He has no reason to. One day, a friend of his goes to the bank and secretly deposits $5 million into his account. This poor man, this recipient, has no idea that his friend just made him a multimillionaire. He still roams the streets wearing torn clothing, rummaging for food. He never considers checking his account because why would he think that someone would deposit money into his account? So the question is this man considered a millionaire or a pauper? He has no idea that he's worth $5 million. He lives like a beggar, and he will continue to live like a beggar for the rest of his life. But on paper, he's worth $5 million. And the answer is, his net worth may be $5 million. But psychologically, he's still a very poor man. Because he has no idea that he possesses all of that wealth. So the Mishnah tells us, we are not only loved by Hashem because we are His children, because we have a biological connection to Him. Chibi Yisera, Hashem displayed extra love by telling us that we are His children. If Hashem would have created us with all of this great potential, all of this great ability to reach great heights, because we are His children, but never informing us of our potential, we would never be able to live up to that greatness. Especially beloved, noidas lehem, that we are aware that we are Hashem's children. That is our greatest gift. Being a child of Hashem without that knowledge is worthless. It makes the greatest difference in the world when we are not only loved, but when we are told that we are loved. Rabbi Akiva, the author of this Mishnah, lived a very difficult life and experienced an even more painful death at the hands of the Romans. Yet, He is the one who teaches us about love. Rabbi Akiva said, you want to know what love is? It's not enough if you feel love for your child in your heart. Nedas lehem. You must constantly tell them that you love them. That is what Hashem did. And we constantly need to verbalize it to our children as well. Love is when you tell somebody how you feel about them. The most important words which can be said to a spouse or a child or a grandchild are, I love you. I'm proud of you. Even if your child or your spouse knows that you love them, it doesn't compare to when you verbally express it to them. When a wife tells her husband, I'm so proud of you. You work so hard for our family, and we greatly appreciate it. He floats into his car and heads off to work elated and energized. And when a husband comes home from work and tells his wife, thank you for taking care of the children and having dinner ready every evening, and for everything else that you do for the family, she feels cared for. She feels valued. She feels beloved. In times of crisis and hardship, it's even more important to tell your spouse how much they mean to you. If a child is struggling, as much grief as they give you, that is the time to keep on reiterating and verbalizing to them how much you love them. When the Romans came in to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, the Ribbono Shel'olam and the Eden were definitely not on the greatest terms. However, everyone witnessed the fact that the Kruvim were hugging each other. Why? Because Hashem was telling us that even in Galus, I love you. Hashem wanted the world to know that even in the darkest periods in history, Hashem will never abandon the Jewish people. And that is why the Kruvim were hugging each other. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.